The Mammoth Spring Police Department, working with the 16th Drug Task Force, executed a search warrant Wednesday at an apartment on Cochran Avenue in Mammoth Spring that led to the arrest of 37-year-old Nicholas Edward Ford. The warrant concluded an extensive investigation into suspected drug distribution. According to authorities, the search led to multiple felony charges filed in the Fulton County Circuit Court, including felony maintaining a drug premises within 1,000 feet of a drug-free zone, felony possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, felony possession of cocaine with the intent to deliver, and felony possession of lorazepam with the intent to deliver. And a Parksville man was arrested Friday afternoon in Baxter County. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office says 64-year-old Donald Farrow was arrested and taken into custody just before 2 p.m. and was booked into the Baxter County Jail. Farrow is facing a charge of felony possession of a controlled substance less than 4 ounces. Bond has not been set yet, and he remains in the Baxter County Jail. And an Olathe, Kansas man was arrested Friday afternoon in Baxter County. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office says 19-year-old Lucas Trey Helm was taken into custody just after 4 p.m. and was booked into the Baxter County Jail. Helm is facing 2 counts of felony theft of property. His bond was set at $15,000, and he remains in the Baxter County Jail. And a Donovan man was arrested Friday afternoon in Ripley County. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says that 55-year-old Bradford Wheeler of Donovan was taken into custody around 5:22 p.m. and booked into the Ripley County Jail. He is facing 2 felony counts of possession of a controlled substance and a felony count of unlawful possession of a firearm. And 2 people were injured Wednesday afternoon in a 2-vehicle crash 6 miles southeast of Elsinore. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol report, the crash happened at 12:25 p.m. on U.S. 60 when an SUV failed to yield and pulled into the path of a motorcycle. The motorcycle was struck by the SUV, overturned, and both vehicles came to rest in the median. The SUV driver was transported by private vehicle to the Poplar Bluff Regional Hospital with minor injuries. The motorcycle driver was taken to the same hospital by East Carter County Ambulance with serious injuries. And also, it looks like 2 people were injured Thursday morning in a crash 2.5 miles west of Ava. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol report, the crash happened at 11:24 a.m. on County Road 500 when a westbound car traveled off the south side of the roadway and struck a tree. A juvenile male passenger suffered minor injuries and was taken by private vehicle to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. The adult female driver also suffered minor injuries and was transported by ambulance to the same hospital. And the Arkansas Department of Transportation says a section of Highway 328 in Randolph County will be closed all week starting Monday. The closure will begin at 7 a.m. on August the 11th and remain in place through 5 p.m. on Friday, August the 15th, as crews replace a cross drain between the Current River and the McGuire Lake Road. Westbound drivers will need to take Highway 62 south to Highway 115, then head north towards Highway 328. Eastbound motorists should take Highway 115 south towards Pocahontas, then travel north on Highway 62 and reach Highway 328.